times, you can always look around. You. Get over here. I want you over here. We've been getting together long enough.
I remember like this. Do we have a little sign with numbers?
Yeah.
It's like fingerprints. You know, they're saying, which one of them killed the guy?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I know we love each other. There's a great deal of expression. But there's also kind of a stifling and not really speaking out. I go by these guys all the time, and I thought, my God, what an example of the grace and mercy of God. You know, people who had no idea that God was going to take them under the boat to divorce and separation and pain and wanderings, you know. And I just wanted them to say hello. And I couldn't tell you how much they mean to me, because they came back. And coming back for wherever you've been is big time. Take a minute.
Well, I've been reading in the Old Testament, and one of the things I notice is with the people of God is they always, you know, they'd go through things, and they'd have a change of kings, but they always kept the high places. And I looked up that word high places, and it means spurious, and it means they have a facsimile of what is real. And anyway, I just thought about our nature, if we're going to know the Lord, it's easy to know him in the high places. I mean, hey, we're blessed, hey, we got this, we got that, you know. But he's going to have to be the God of the low places, too. And this nature we have wants to create, we have a nature that wants to make a facsimile of what God is, you know, and not the real thing. And and it's a smooth operator. You know, the word enmity means intense hatred, and it says the carnal mind is at enmity with the Lord. And you ever think about intense hatred? We never come across that.
Let me step in on this, because this is very vital, this point. A lot of what's going on in division here has to do with the carnal mind trying to solve it.
Anyway, you think of intense hatred, you think of terrorists or the mafia or something like that. You don't really think of Christians. But, and we never come across that way. We don't come across intensely hating God, you know. But we do come across wanting what we want. And, and we're smooth operators. Because, you know, in order to get what you want, you have to, there's a lot of work that goes into that. You have to present, you want to come across in an acceptable way. But you have to realize you just have to see that God is a God of the low place, too, and that you can't, your efforts are not going to get you anywhere. As nice of a person as you want to be, you still have to realize that when God takes you down, you have to be able to go with it. You have to be able to stay with it and yield to it, and just realize he's there too, in the low place. So.
Thank you, David. Gold, folks.
I'm gonna read this. This is a little story. I think you'll see how it applies. You're holding a cup of coffee when someone comes along and bumps into you, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill your coffee? You spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled tea. The point is, whatever is inside the cup is what will come out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you will come out.
Yeah.
It's easy to fake it until you get rattled. So we have to ask question ourselves, what's in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills out? Joy, gratefulness, peace, humility? Or does anger, bitterness, harsh words, and reactions come out? You choose. Today, let's work towards filling our cups with gratitude, loving, forgiveness, joy, and so on. I mentioned this at the house meeting, and I said, you should be grateful if God is revealing you to you. So you can see that's how much he cares, because he wants everything that is not a part of you. It's not, you're becoming, but you're unbecoming. I mean, we came into this world, and we took a lot of things on, a lot of things happened to us, but God says, we're taking that stuff off. And so, just that's what I feel for myself. I mean, some days it's really hard. I know it's, you wake up and it's like pitch black, you know, and you still got to get up and get moving and start doing stuff. But realize how much God cares for you, that he would reveal the true you to you so you know where to go. Because he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants everybody to come to the truth, to the light.
Absolutely. Thank you. Some of the counsel, and I'm going to try to be as oblique with my fire with so many very, very young folks in here, but I hope you get the point. We've had little individuals that kind of fall in what Paul says, I wanted to feed you meat, but you couldn't. And many of those walked around counseling one another and projecting the damnable opinions. The worst thing about all of us, and I include me, please don't think we're talking down and I'm coming from some high place. Sometimes the most damnable things about us, the egregious thing, is our opinions. Oh. And where we take our opinions. And I'm going to tell you this, and I look around and I'm still bothered, because what these guys, there are a couple of things that were said there. I mean, you're not talking to a baby who talked to David. He ate pride coming over here. He was stripped down to nada. Okay? And he's gotten up and come back. And if you don't get anything out of this today, if you don't continue to turn and see if you can unlace your opinions and that, turning is vital. Returning is these brothers and you, all of us, have more mercy coming to us. And I'm going to read a passage of scripture again, and I hope you're tired of it. But I want it to be, if I could tattoo it, I don't believe in tattoos. Sometimes they're ugly, but if it could be invisibly tattooed on your brain to give you the understanding why God is so good to us. He is so good to us because he made us corruptible. I'll read it again. I'm not apologizing, but I know that some of you won't write this down. You need to memorize it when you do blow. You know. I mean, so help me. If I'd have had a cannon about 5 years ago, if I had a cannon on my car, I'd have blown this other car off the road. And I claim I know Christ. Oh, and this stuff must come out. Now, it doesn't have to be advertised. It doesn't have to go on the marquee. Okay? But the cleansing process must be a part. And we have to learn Christ. Because he saved you doesn't mean he grew you up. And the ministry of Christ on the earth is all that's significant. Everything that's going on out there is coming on the basis. And I think I read this once, and it's too good to pass up. There is one overall, comprehending, all-embracing, all-governing purpose to which God has committed himself by creation, by redemption, and by union. That purpose is the conformity of a race to the image of his son. That's all you're here for. And that's why when David said to me today, well, it's nature. Well, if we don't step into the new man and do everything we can to stay there, we can't grow. Okay? Something else that I read, and please, especially those of you who joined in opinions and joined in my opinion, a dark spirit that came against authority, that came against circumstance, and you vaunted your opinion. It's not that the rest of us haven't seen that in us, but it was a line of demarcation right down the middle of this farm. And it was against eldership. It was against Christ. Because, to tell you, when stuff happens, all we can do, did you think I did some plug-in from Father God and I know exactly what to do? No. We go and we say, Lord, give us some help here. How do we handle this? And so, if we have half a crowd, you know, because they're physically fit and young and opinionated, who are trying to rule, and please understand this, I'm not, I need to have a more godly and kindly patience in it, because I saw it in Ireland. I told them, they want to take charge rather than die, you know, looking at the limitations of authority. There's nobody here. We have a wonderful eldership. We really do. They're caring, they're everything. And sometimes I find myself, I have to go to my room, get on my knees, and take care of the fire that comes up. And frequently, I don't know if it's anger from God, you know, godly anger, or if it's me. And because I know that has to be checked. But when individuals come against the authority that the Lord has with their opinions and with the tongue, understand, we're in some pretty solid trouble. I mean, I talked to one of the finest ladies I know in another country who just, you know, she said, we were propping up and praying for it. She said, I quit. I can't do this. And it was because of the hard-nosed individuals who come back with their opinions. And I've done that. And you've done that. And after a while, we have to say, well, am I in line? God prayed I pray that they be one. He didn't say we had to agree on everything. But there will be oneness, and I don't want to be one of those guys who say, yeah, I read that. I want to get in line with it. You have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places if you're in Christ in the heavenly places. But when you and I, when I vaunt my opinions over what God is, I was up all night, and it wasn't. And we're, you know, we're going over stuff that, you know, largely dead now, hopefully. But I want you to know that there was a spirit, not a person, because we don't wrestle with persons. We wrestle with spiritual powers. And if you don't get that, and see that and meditate on it, you will absolutely go after people with your opinions. Do people carry opinions? Oh yeah, they do. They do. And do principalities use people? Oh yes, they do. But we can't. We can't attack the person. We have to appeal and speak with kindness and whatever arsenal God gives us. I just want to read a few things. Let's have another song. Please meditate on this, because everybody in the room, I'll read it again. I said I was going to read it. I need to get it so cold that I need to get this down, you know, so I understand it. And it's in Romans 8:20. All the elders should have a grip on this. Preach it as many different ways, and please do some counsel with this understanding, if you could. And please understand, when you go to somebody else who has a carnal opinion, you're not getting any help at all. If you go to somebody that always agrees with you, you know, you're not going to get help. Are we together there? Have you seen your friends disappoint you with their carnal opinions?
Yes.
Thanks. If you haven't, you have been on Mars. Because I've seen it right here. And we don't always strike on stuff, and sometimes we let it go and blow, and it needs to be exposed. Here it is. For the creature, that's you, that's me, was made subject to vanity, uselessness. What was the other word we used? Anybody? Say it again.
Depravity.
Depravity. Depraved maniacal filth. That's the capacity God gave you. And your friends out there, we do business with the depraved. You know? We do business with the humanist. We actually do not stop people here who are looking for self-help books. And there's no book that's ever been written regarding self-help for you, except you don't have any help from the breath of man. Okay? And we have people who are really shaking their fist and craving psychological understanding. Yes, I had a difficult father. Yes, my uncle abused me. Yes, 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 yes. And absolutely, when Christ hung on the cross, he took care of all of it, forgave all the abusers, forgave everybody that would respond and come to him. And so you, if you're not a forgiving person, you can't forgive unless you come to God and tell him you're there. Mm-hmm. How many times was it? I believe, would you write it down that for me or you could even do it, give me two or three formulas. How many people have struggled with forgiveness? I have. And the biggest lie that you can eat is you can't forgive yourself and you really believe you gotta pay God back and be a good person. That is a filthy, arrogant kind of a thing against the plan of God. It's like some little ant coming along and speaking up and saying, talking to you about why he wants to come in and eat cracker crumbs. Think of it. God wants fellowship with you. And he's got it. Right? Is that wonderful? Can we celebrate that? Yeah. Well, let's look a little further here. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, because you didn't do it, but by reason of him, that's God, who had subjected the same in hope, that you would find a hell hole and you would not like it anymore. So what do you do when you don't like it? You say, help. And as soon as you turn, because you've been born again, if you have, if you haven't, you're still dead. And so you need to draw nigh to God. But you're sons of a living God, and you have everything available. You have an open heaven. Use it. Say, God, I want to fly. I want to go with you. I really don't know why I stayed up all night. I was talking to God. I said, is it because I've gotten so religiously busy or I got my schedule? What is it? And after a while, I just shut up and kept talking to him. I don't know. But I know one thing. If we don't fight for the sons of God and the territory, this little piece of ground that we have, we won't be joined. We will be too young, too prideful, too full of ourselves, because there are multitudes, I really believe, that are out there. There are not many, you know, in terms of just numbers, but there are sons of God in China. I know there are sons of God. I visit many of them. It's overwhelming. Little girl comes up trembling, and she's been on her knees because of what she is. He's brand new in this, you know. And so growth is everything. You have to grow up. Let's finish that. It was subjected, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Hope for what? Wake up. You're not gonna sail your ship. You can't put any wind in your sails. You can't, by your sourcing, change you or anybody else. And that, maybe I sound like I'm angry and bothered with me, because I really have tried to change people, you know. I've given it the old Heidi hi-ho. But you can't change your wife, your children, you can't change this place, you know. In the natural, we can change a lot of things, you know. And we had a lot of world changers who were lifting and congregating in the fellowship of physical conditioning, which is not a bad thing. But watch your associations. Watch who you associate with. Watch the music you listen to. What you read. I mean, it's your soul. And I sure don't want to govern it. Somebody was upset with an elder here, and you know who you are. And I don't want to be exposed. I'm willing to talk to anybody. If you think that we're afraid to talk to you about anything, please, please wake up. But the truth of what's going on is there. The place is yours. You've got blisters on your hands. You've worked. The individuals who hate authority have worked. They were born here. We're still facilitating their exit. And I don't think they're going to hell. I think they're finding out a lot of things about themselves. You know? If we don't see grace, if you don't see that you are solidly in the hands of Almighty God, you will miss the opportunity to grow. That has to be there. And of course, there's a response. God did all this for me. Burp, isn't that wonderful? Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do. All right. It was in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Now, we're in that liberty. We've been imputed with righteousness. And please hear this. Please read this. Please think about this for your sake. I don't know. Somebody told me I'm going to live long. The circumstance of you understanding that God imputed to you, gave you a charge to have a glorious body. I look at my body and it's not so glorious. Okay? It wasn't so glorious when they cut me up and I was walking around that gown. You know, I wanted to pinned up in the back because you don't want to walk around naked. But nevertheless, I was trotting along with my stuff to fill the pain. But you're not going to live in your body that you have received forever. And it's almost impossible to talk to the CrossFits, to the mean when I was weightlifting. I ran around with weightlifters in college. They wanted to do stuff for me. Anyway, you know, or at least have heard, that you've been given resurrection life here. It started. It starts here. Okay? Do you believe that? How could you defend it? What would you say? Give me a scripture, anybody, that that's true. Anybody.
Pass you back to life because we love the brethren.
Okay, you pass from death to life. Okay. You're alive, but does it? What does it say about the kingdom? Anything? Anybody? What? Okay, the kingdom of God is within you, but it says you have been translated. What does that mean? That there's been an exchange. And we can live in two kingdoms, here, there, seconds. All right, so it's going to be changed. I wanted to read this again too. This is all review, please understand. Let's have a song first here. Are you aware that the goodness of God comes because he's made you corruptible? And he will never let you go because he purchased you, and his plan is to have a nation of sons like Christ. Did you have any idea that David was as clear as he is? How many knew that? David Brown, how many knew that he was that clear? Could I see it? Oh, many. That's good. Because if you missed it, you missed quite a bit. Let's sing something here.
Thank you.
to the young people, I hope the high school young people, or anybody who hasn't written this down, I'll just read the line from William Law. And somehow, and please get this understanding. Everything that was made by Christ. And anything that is not Christ will be jettisoned. That goes for things in you and things in me. And we're not going off to some heaven like the church system is confused about. We're the sons of God who are a part of the government that's going to rule and reign, the first ones, are coming here. They're going to be here. There will be a new heaven, because it's dirty, and a new earth. Okay? And everything you see, every aspect and everything that has been made, if it wasn't sourced primarily for the purpose of Christ, and that's who you are. You are a son of God, absolutely free from darkness. So the filthy opinions that come up in the midst of that, of course, you know, if I get into a tirade or throw a chair, you need to correct me. I need to be corrected, so do you. But that doesn't mean I'm going to hell, but the sin problem has been taken care of forever. And if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive your sins. Now here's where the hook is. Most individuals believe they got to do some payback. You do something nice for me, I'm going to do it back to you. That's a carnal understanding of this. God didn't ask you. He didn't say, okay, John, I want you to give up your position. I want you to bring your money. I want to do all this. He didn't get clearance from you. And I don't know, you were a giver here. He got a hold of you, and I didn't like you because I knew you had money. I knew you were doing well, and I thought we were dirt poor at the time when you came. And it was his tears. And this guy, I don't know, how many times have you seen him cry? Huh? Well, I don't know if he was manipulating me like a woman or not. I am suspicious of tears. We all need to cry. I told somebody last night, you need to cry. Because we have to be open and laid bare. And you know, I'm not talking about a strip show or putting on the table all our filth, but we have to recognize that we have been to the bottom, some of us, some of you haven't yet. And you think you're still in love with the world, you play its music. I go through the kitchen and I hear stuff that's just strictly performance. Has nothing to do with the life of Christ. Didn't come from Christ, came from those who want to serve Him. And I go ahead and play it. You know, play it. But if you don't know that there are multitudes of people back there in some of these old songs, and maybe we need a night or two just from the standpoint of the music, you know, because people are looking to us for our music, and it still has a big time mixture, okay, because of what we eat. And I'm not saying change it or clear it up, or, you know, we're not looking for a purge, but we're looking for you to see that you are what you look at and what you eat, you know. Okay, here's the line. When you need help, and you will need it in this life, and I'm trusting here that today I'm talking genuinely talking to born-again people. If you're not born again, you're dead. You know. And there's not any help for you that I can give, even at all. And even when you're born again, all I can do is point. Understand? And but here it is. And I wish you'd write it down. It's William Law said this, and he was extraordinarily influential. He wasn't allowed to preach. He wrote letters. His stuff is life-changing. You feel like you need a hot shower after you read some of this stuff. He said this: there is no help but from a total despair of all human help. Okay, I'll say it. Let's get that in our minds. Some of you will remember it. Somebody repeat it. Anybody?
There's no help from total despair.
No.
There's no help but for a total
despair. Yes, okay. Yeah, but this is important because if you will be despairing. You know, if you get cancer, you may think it's all over. It may just be beginning. You know, our girls, I don't know, you were fairly attentive to what you ate and what you did. I know Ron was, is Ron still here today? Is he? Where's Ron? Okay, don't hide, Ron. Ron went right to work and they went after this. Here it is. There is no help but from a total despair. In other words, I can't get any help, God, where are you? Then you get it. Okay? Is that clear? I'll go read something. And I've sat and read deep stuff from great men. Didn't help me a bit. I had to go get God. And I didn't get him right away. I just had to wait for him. He's not my bellhop. You know? Are we together on that? Do we know there's no help in man?
Yes.
Do we know that?
Yes.
There's, because his breath is in his nostrils. God removes things and we're all dust. Really. And it was very hard for me to sit here the other night with our brother who was... I think maybe I want to understand what he was trying to, but when somebody tells you that the presence of God isn't significant, let me tell you, that is crazy. Because the presence of God is what we want to stay in as much as we can. When I'm in the presence of God, I monitor the way I speak. I'm very, very screened. And I don't mean that I don't need correction. What? Yes, let all flesh be silent. You know. If you need help, you're not going to get any from man. Your brothers and sisters can pray for you. I mean, I ache so much for these young fathers and mothers. I think, dear God, please. Because the Holy Spirit is going to, you're going to have a spontaneous wonder of how good God is. And how much he knows your babies and what they need. I told you this story about Andrea calling me in the middle of the night. God bless her, I love her, you know. See their faces out there, and I miss them. But she was weeping, my baby, and she had colic. And I said, well, I didn't know what it was when she cried. My baby is crying all night, she won't sleep. Well, you get a chance to see what it's like from the standpoint of God's view, as he looked at you. Because he could have changed you. And when you drew near to him, he was there. I mean, if you don't see the faithfulness of God, you need to do something else. I want to read a couple of things, and we'll get out of here. The most important thing in the believer's life is to learn Christ. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That fullness is for us. In him, we are made full. The most important thing in the believer's life is to learn Christ. What does he want? And this is why I walked by and I saw these two returnees, these guys that made a big turnaround, that certainly had visited hell, and I know something about Steve and how he pushed away from so much stuff. You know. And pound for pound, these two have, I would say, their home life and some of the growth thing, some of the cause, is as difficult as anything you can promote. And the psychologists want to tell you how terrible things are. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we understand that. Yes, you poor thing. And we do want to be understanding. There is cause. There is pain. But is there any pain that the Holy Spirit can't lead you from and help you into a deeper place? That's the situation. And we'll go to aspirin, we'll go to vitamins, we'll go to 100 things. And some of these things are necessary, no argument. But your hope is in the Lord. That's the only place it is. I'm going to read this to you. Go to Psalm 31. I'll go fast as I can. We should be out of here in a few minutes. Psalm 31. What I'd like to take a pickaxe to, or a flamethrower, or about 5 hand grenades, is the damnable opinions of all of us and have them obliterated. That's impossible. I'm just talking about it. But if we could all agree that our opinions about anybody or anything, especially with judgment, are dangerous. You know, you say, well, Greg, you've lived a long time. What do you say? Do not pin anybody on the wall. Do not finalize anything. Okay? Because God will show you wrong. I mean, there was such a filthy thing with this killer. He was a terrible guy, Bundy. And I think Bundy was born again later. And they still hanged him or electrocuted him. And people outside were screaming, fry him, fry him. Because he did some terrible things. But folks, get this in your head. When Jesus Christ came as a script from God to show us the way, and he hung on a cross, and he looked down at the vile individuals who were spitting on him, who took him around town and beat him half to death, and he was out of blood. He still had the capacity because God was looking over. And he hadn't been finished yet. And he looked down and said, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And that's the truth of a lot of the things here. Please forgive yourself. Anything that I want you to have some conscience about what you've done and the way you look at things. But God forgave you before you did it. And you can't get that in your head without the help of the Spirit of God. Neither can I. Do you have a hard time forgiving yourself? You know why? You know more about you than anybody else. All right. We're gonna start with verse 17. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, For I have called upon thee, let the wicked be ashamed and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. And you know, that happens, but the issue is the elders or individuals here, we've all been imputed with righteousness, but we're not come to the fullness of righteousness. Righteousness is a process, you know? It's a process to sanctification. And you've been imputed with sanctification. You've been imputed with oneness with God. And verse 19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that are in awe, fear, trust thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. And here, I preached this years ago, but here it is again. Thou should read this with me if you're there. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Don't let anybody ever get by with saying the presence of God isn't good. And I'm trusting that Brother Prince the other day was talking about us coming in and having a collective presence and being happy and going away. If that's what he was talking about, I can agree with that. I've come in, and there are times when I've looked around and we just look like some funny chorus. And Johnny, because he was bleeding before God and crying for circumstances within his life and within his family. How many times did he take us through the canopy?
Right. Yes.
Many. And if the whole crap, can you imagine what it's gonna be when you're that desperate? When you're on the edge of saying, God, please, please, God. Can you imagine? I'd like it to be that way when, our dear John Miller brags about you and is so excited because he's been starved from decent praise. He's going to hide you in the secret of his presence from the pride of man. Wow. Will he hide me from mine? Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from what? From what? The strife of tongues. The spirit that came here, you need to be listening back there, young lady. The strife of tongues is what took place here when there was sin, when there was difficulty. And there was a lineup, a line of demarcation, and most of you didn't know what was going on. You heard the highlights. It's like reading the National Enquirer. And let me just say, it was the strife of tongues. I see it in every community. I said, he said, I told them that, you don't understand me here. And when we're in Christ, we're going to be able to not be involved in that. I looked at men and women in the Senate, and I felt so sorry for them. There was kind of a snake pit on both sides. But God's going to keep you from that. He'll keep you from that. Okay? Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thy eyes. I talked to someone last night. Sometimes the war and the voice of darkness and the strife of tongues, because you had no idea the degree to which you were complicit with principality. Demon, if you please. You had no idea. I've spurted off and said things in a huff here and there. Everybody has. And we have to know that God knew that. He knew we would. And he, the closer we get to him, the more we will come out and we'll say something. We'll say, oh my God. And we'll turn around and I'll say, gee, Gabe, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to put you down or be cynical. Please forgive me. That's what has to happen. Because it's going to come. That's why I said it's going to get worse. But it's going to get worse because it has to. I mean, you go in for an operation, you think that, hey, this is going to be a lot of fun today. He's going to cut you. No, that's not fun. But it's God. And he does a lot of cleansing. And so we have to go through that. It's a part of it. Forgive yourself if you were the big gossip. And tell him you can't help it. You love gossip. How do you, I mean, who makes the most money in newspaper? The National Enquirer. They've got enough money to lie till hell freezes over. And they've got the greatest attorneys that mankind has. Because people feast on it. They love filth. It makes them feel better if somebody else has had five wives and they've only had two. Folks, we've got to wake up. We're being moved on this board at times. And we'll never make it home. You and I will never make it to the fullness of what God wants. If somehow we're not going to come to full growth. And I don't want to get you to go do anything, but you got to ask God for help. That's all. I mean, I go down to, you know, Buddy is gone, Tom is gone, others, and Joe is struggling here and there. We go down there, four of us, and I don't have any big answers. I just say, where are the answers? Help! I don't know. But you walk along. You walk along in your day and you've got a meeting or something and you say, God, I don't know what the meeting's all about. I don't know what they're going to say. I need your wisdom. You've got it. You're a son. He'll give you. There's a line where he said, I don't even want you to get a script. I mean, I'm a speech coach. I like a script. But he says, I don't want you to have a script. I'll put my words in your mouth. Now please, nine-year-olds, hear me in this. God spoke to Jeremiah. He says, I'm a kid, I can't do this. It would be like me saying to you, Mr. Chavez, if I said, I want you to preach to the people tomorrow, and you better have something good, you hear me? And you'd say, I'm a kid, you can't put that on me. And I. Don't you tell me you're a kid. That's the way God was talking to him. I'll put my words in your mouth. Boom. He slapped him and said what he was going to be. You're going to move nations. And Jeremiah was a big crybaby. He was a psychological failure. Whined. Wanted to die. He wasn't good in pastoral counseling. Hung him upside down. Your sons, don't underestimate the power of Almighty God to bring you home and to touch you where you need to be touched and to touch people. I mean, it wasn't. I've walked past these guys five, six times. Faust knows I love him, and so does David. But they need to know how precious they are. And if you don't get close to one another and fight for one another and see the preciousness of who we are together, you miss God. And you'll continue to gossip and try to straighten the place out and join every damnable devil that will give you a host. And they will help you. Boy, they make you smart. Those devils will make you, they'll take your IQ up about 35 to 50 points. When you were just kind of a fairly intelligent guy, you're a Philadelphia lawyer, and you can go through this place and clean it up. Please, for your sake, something's wonderful. And that's his care for us all the way home. Is that not right? I mean, I looked at... Yeah, don't want to lie. Paul's talking, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open grave, a sepulcher, and their tongues they have used for deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and misery are in their ways. St. Paul is talking about the Jews and the Gentiles without Christ. And when we step out of Christ, that's who we are. I'm kind of sorry you left early. You really got good last night. Your husband was magnificent. He even got a tear in his eye, you know? Because every one of us go through pain with family, with events, and we can't in our minds scoop it all up. But God has given you the capacity to know that He's going to make it all clean. It's going to work out. James 3, I want you to read this. You've read it before, you've heard it. Ask God for help, if you would. James 3. You reminded me last night, honey, of your sister, when you said, you know, let's all get together and talk about these things, because they have a small group, and in her case, she's closer to the reality of it. Here we have so many children and so many people who really went right on and weren't caught up in some of this. I'm speaking to specific situation here in some ways. All of us have to watch it. But to get everybody together and say, this happened, that happened. And no, the issue is every one of us have been to hell. I don't know where Steve was out there when he was going around the country with his friend. I don't care. I know that he came back. And God says, turn. Turn. Big deal. I'm a mess. I'm turning, Lord. And if you'll do that every day, you're gonna get help. And you're gonna have God on your side in a way, and it'll be bigger than any little kitty cat party you might think you can have on your own. The meaning and the purpose of God being sown in your being. Wow, 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 wow. And you're not, you know, there are not too many communities left. And as soon as God wants us to sell this place, I'm for it. You know, this is not the cul-de-sac of all things. But I've learned a lot here. Forced. Oh my God, they don't care. Oh, poor me. They don't listen. I should do something else. God says, go ahead. You know why He does it? You've heard me say it. He looks at you. He made you. He gave promises. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He is not in any hurry. I put my arms folding. I don't think... Maybe, I don't know if the angels like me doing this as a posture for God, but He's not in any hurry. He's got time. He can wait you out. I mean, I've known stubborn people, really stubborn people. But eventually, it's going to wear away, you know, because God's not in time. Don't you love it? That He's got, I mean, the blacks got it. He got the whole world in His hand. That's clear. I don't know if you believe that. If there were greater trust, you'd believe it. You do have to speak up. You do have to express yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes with I've got the answers, because the elders will be the first to tell you that they don't know how to do this, and we didn't get up here because we're brilliant and just wonderful and God's favorites. We stumbled our way in the grace of God and the goodness of our Father. And I love it. I love what he's done. And it'll, some of the things that are in you will never go away. You know, if I ran up, I was trying to hold the thing over here, and I got a heavy, like a needle in my heart. And I thought, well, this could be it. I could die spilling water on the way over there. So be it. I've yanked this thing around with God. I don't like the way you allow the planes to fly when I'm in. But that's okay. You're God, I'm not. And if I need to die now, I'm good with that. But I have to keep coming back to it. But if you're not willing to die, you're not alive. If you're not willing to lay down your life, there are mothers and fathers in here. You would take a bullet for your children, but you won't die for Christ's sake in areas in regard to the strife of tongues and to the filth that comes down and the whispering against authority. And you're not bothering me. You're not bothering David or Richard or Fabian or anybody else that are aligned with that. You're hurting you. God will forgive you. But you got it has to stop if we're going to get closer. Don't you know? I mean, how far is the people who've gone from here, how far are they going to get? You guys got 100,000 angels, 10 times 10,000. How many is that again? A million? What? 10 times 10,000 angels on duty. One knocked off 186,000. We have men here today. Some people might be convicted and do something and have a real good weekend. Some. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. Dear God, help us. James 3, 2, verse 2. Yeah. You have a gift of prophecy. We haven't seen a lot of it, but you should know exactly where we are. Because you know the word. You memorize the book of Hebrews, my son. Okay? Do not minimize the fact that you need to stand and plead before these people. I don't mean to pick on you, but you need it once in a while. Did you realize that how many people didn't know that he memorized the book of Hebrews so he could date a girl other than the fine woman he has now? I think he had two errors in it. It's amazing what we'll do for our passions. Right? I heard a story of a guy who walked 3 miles in the snow because he was going to a restaurant. He was on an end time farm and flying along in the night. For his hunger. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be great, are driven by fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. Whosoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. And it was a world of iniquity that divided this house. It came from a spirit, not the individuals who were doing it. You allowed yourself to be used. Clean that up, don't do it again. Okay? Catch yourself in it. The other day I sat here and I was so bothered by the presence of God. That's not what, you know. And I almost got up and this Holy Spirit checked me because I've got to give room and, you know, and people are going to say funny things. Little children say funny things. I've heard some of your kin, your little kin folks, the little ones, tell you what to do. Stand in your face. I've seen that. Really? Yeah. Occasionally it happens. So the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. God help us to do something about that. We can. We can if we would. This is a little longer than I wanted it to be, but I think it's important that we understand there's no help outside of the Holy Spirit. And please, please, for your sake, understand. We're not at war with individuals. Individuals can be ugly. They can carry venom. They can be used. But our war is with principalities and powers. And sometimes the best thing is to be silent and say, God, would you help them? And if we're doing business with the Holy Spirit every day, you cannot live with yourself. If you're in darkness, if you and the Spirit are having fellowship continually. Because the Spirit will be, you can get hard if you just go your way and try to think this through. And let me say this again. The truth is wonderful. The truth about Christ is not the presence and the growing Christ in you that the Holy Spirit ministers to. And I feel real good when I get a truth, don't you, when you're preparing an opening? God gives me something, and it's wonderful. But can I tell you, it won't help you a bit to have a knowing without an experiencing. Okay? Billy Graham, he got that much. A personal relationship with the Lord. Over and over and over and over. Once you start that, you become His and you're His property. Let's have a song here. We're really out of time too. But bless your hearts for enduring this. Understand the goodness of God's coming because he helped you be the mess you are. And He did it. He wanted to see if you would be engaged in the most tense, conflicting thing to give your life away, to not live for yourself. You know, we got a room full of people who walked away from homes, walked away from fortunes. John could have sat back there where he was and just be, he could have a couple of people driving him around. The Greenleafs walked away. They could have probably owned the town where they came from. And they walked away from it. And it doesn't make them wonderful. God help them. And I'm sure they've looked back in time. And when I saw their dad come here, and not he wasn't vindictive. I don't know that he didn't understand at all. But he was impressed with his boys. And he was impressed certainly with what Ron was doing, and understand